Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so happy to be with you here today, and I'm very grateful that you decided to tune us in. I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the magnificent, the majesty, the wonderful, let's use another M word, the magic that is known as the elephant, because I've got a very, very special guest with me on here on my show today. Her name is Crystal Parks. And Crystal is what we would describe as a sacred activist. And I'll get to Crystal's introduction here in just a second. Just to let you know, we will be taking your calls today during the second half of the show. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of either Crystal or myself, excuse me, or make a comment about anything that we're talking about, I would love to have you do that. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And we also have a instant message chat feature on the Transformation Talk Radio homepage. If you just go to transformationtalkradio.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a send comment now, ask a question now. And that page refreshes itself every 10 seconds or so. And so I promise to check into that as often as I can and make sure that we're getting all of your questions and comments built into the show. Because after all, that's why we're here. We're here to create a community on the radio about all things that are wonderful and amazing about animals. And as we are partners with our animals as fellow light beings here on this planet at this point in time, there's certainly a resonance that happens when people and animals get together and do good things for one another. So we're going to be building that community here today. As way of an introduction, I'd like to speak a quote that Crystal actually has on her website, which is www.pachyderm.com. And I think it's absolutely lovely. And I'll have to ask her if she wrote this herself. I have a hunch that she did. She might have gotten it from somewhere else. But here's the quote. To be intoxicated with a love of life, the earth, and all sentient beings is to be motivated by this love to act valiantly and courageously on behalf of those threatened, abused, and without a voice. When we act on behalf of what we madly and passionately love, gladly accepting the consequences of those actions, something shifts inside. The same power that burst forth the galaxies in all their splendor rushes in to support our efforts. Life then becomes a profound and joyful adventure of living love in action, but not without pain. It is a deep agony to be awake and aware of suffering. The solution is to grow a big heart with a huge vision that can see magnificence reflected even in the tiniest ant. Isn't that fabulous? I absolutely just love that. So let me give you a more formal introduction of Miss Crystal Parks. Crystal, as I said, is a sacred activist. And we'll ask her about that in just a second, of a different order. She worked as a human shield for threatened Mayan Indians during Guatemala's civil war, served the Hmong population in refugee camps in Thailand, and shared the suffering of incarcerated women when she did time for peaceful actions against nuclear weapon proliferation. While living for two contemplative years in the forest, Crystal discovered that the alluring force of the universe is joy. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Biology and a Master of Arts in Justice, Peace, and Social Transformation. And in 1991, she received the Buddhist precepts from Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh. In 2003, when attending for the first time an animal rights conference, she heard about the suffering of elephants in the circus. Saddened by what she learned, she sought to discover who elephants are apart from the cruelty of domestication. She traveled to Asia and Africa and fell madly in love with the wild and free elephants she saw and has dedicated the rest of her life to protect them. So everybody, without further ado, it's my privilege and honor to welcome Crystal Parks to the Animal's Eye View. Crystal, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
It's lovely, lovely to have you here today. I'd like to start out, Crystal, by having you describe, so we get the latest and most current information from you about the elephants over in Africa. Tell us a little bit about your recent trip there.
Well, I was just there last month. In fact, I was there during the terrorist attack at the mall in Nairobi. I work and live part-time in Kenya for elephant conservation. And so I was there during that attack by Somali terrorists. And what is really important about that attack is that it shows the connection between what's happening with terrorism and also what's happening with the elephants, because many of these terrorist groups, especially the ones that come from Africa, like the Al-Shabaab from Somalia, is that they fund their terrorism by poaching of elephants.
Oh.
So Somalia borders Kenya on the east side of Kenya, and there is huge amount of problems with Somalis coming into Kenya and poaching the elephants to fund their war and their weapons.
And so, the poaching of the elephants, Crystal, that's specifically then to get the ivory, correct? And they then sell the ivory. Is that how you're talking, that they fund their activities?
Yeah, it's from the sale of the ivory. But a new thing has happened this go-around of the slaughter of elephants. It was big. It was also very high during the 1980s before the ban on ivory was passed in 1989. Mm-hmm. But what is happening now is that elephants, all of the elephants are being killed, not just the ones with ivory, which is just mind-boggling, because if people are wanting them for the ivory, they don't have to kill the ones that don't have ivory, like the babies. They don't start growing tusks until they're about two. So, for example, just recently, some poachers poisoned several ponds or water holes in Zimbabwe, and so with cyanide. So this not only killed the elephants who were drinking there and the baby elephants who don't have tusks, but it also killed all the other wildlife that drink at those water holes. And it also killed and is killing animals that eat dead animals, like vultures and hyenas. And so now all of those are also dying. So it's a major, major disaster. And I have a friend in Zimbabwe who's a conservationist there, Johnny Rodriguez, and he told me that the count is up now to over 100 elephants that have died from that poisoning. So it's become quite, quite senseless.
Well, and what's the purpose, Crystal? What would you say if something like this, poisoning the pond, is not specifically for the taking, the slaughter of elephants who in fact have tusks? What's the purpose? Is it is it just to damage as much as possible the area? I'm at a loss, actually, and I'm sure that you probably are as well, as far as why somebody would do something like this.
Well, I think the intention is to get the tusks, and that's their focus, and they're trying to figure out the easiest way to do that, and they don't care if they kill other things along with it.
Well,
and
it's just...
It's just absolutely, it's just appalling that they will just come in and slaughter an entire family or an entire herd, not just the older ones with the big tusks. And
right.
So, the elephants are now going extinct. It's not something that will happen in a few years. They are now going extinct. At the rate of 100 a day, and that works out to be like one every 15 minutes. So like in the 15 minutes or so that we've been talking, one elephant has already been killed.
Oh my gosh, that's just tragic, and makes it all the more important to have someone like you on air to publicize as much as possible everything that's happening to these magnificent creatures that are in fact, and I'm not sure many people know this, a keystone species actually that directly and dramatically affects the entire rest of the world. Crystal, we're going to be heading into break here in just about 30 seconds. Everybody, please stay tuned. We're talking about elephants, what their current status is, and how you can join with Crystal in protecting and promoting the rights of these magnificent animals on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View. I hope you stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And my very special guest today is Crystal Parks. Crystal is a sacred activist who acts on behalf of the elephant, the magnificent, magical, wonderful elephant. And Crystal, before we get back into talking again, tell everybody what your website is and how they can find you on Facebook, liking your page. And let's start with that.
Okay, my website is called pachydermpower.org. Pachyderm means thick skin, so it's referring to elephant. But if you forget that my website is pachydermpower.org, you can always go to elephantpower.org, and it'll take you right to my website. I also take people to Kenya for tours. I have a tour company, and it's called elephantecotours.com, and I have a that's the website for that. And my Facebook page is Pachyderm Power. And I would just love to have people come to my Facebook page and like it, because that's the best way I let people know about what I've been doing.
Well, and the really nice thing I think about liking somebody's Facebook fan page is that then it kind of grows exponentially, so that your friends and individuals' friends will see, oh, well, Susie liked this page. And so it just kind of spreads the word. And I think for something like what you're doing, absolutely, I think the more word we can get out there, the better. And during the break, Crystal and I were actually talking about the International March for Elephants. And there's a wonderful website called iWorry.org, I believe it's called. And it talked about that came up for the International March for Elephants. So, Crystal, share with us just a little bit about your efforts and what the International March for Elephants is all about.
Well, the International March for Elephants was envisioned by Daphne Sheldrick and her daughter, Angela. They are the ones who run the elephant orphanage in Nairobi, Kenya. And it was featured in the documentary called Born to be Wild, which is just a magnificent documentary. And so they had that vision about a year ago or less to do this international march. And I organized the portion of that for Denver, although we did it slightly differently than the iWorry.org march. And what that was just an effort to awaken the world that the elephant nation is going extinct unless we stop it. And we only have a few years, really, to stop it. So in the portion that I did in Denver, we started at the zoo, and we marched to the Pepsi Center, where a circus was performing, Ringling Brothers Circus. Because what I wanted to do was link all the dots of the elephant suffering in captivity of zoos, elephant suffering by the training methods in circuses, and, of course, the extinction of elephants in the wild. So our motto was, ivory belongs to elephants, and elephants belong in the wild. So that was what was unique about our march in Denver. And I just think it was absolutely wonderful. People from all over the world were united in being a voice for the elephants. And they're getting a lot of notice. People like Hillary Clinton, for example, is coming out to help them. Her daughter, Chelsea, has been to the elephant orphanage in Nairobi, Kenya, that I just mentioned. She has fostered one of the baby elephants there. John Kerry is in support of the elephant. The First Lady of Kenya, her husband was recently elected. She is a strong supporter of the elephant. So we need this. The elephants need this. The whole world to say stop the poaching and people refusing to buy ivory when the buying of ivory stops, then the killing will stop.
Well, and I think that's a really key point that you make about the buying of ivory. And as I understand it, China is by far the largest importer and then exporter of ivory in the world. Is that still true?
Yeah. This is really being driven by the Chinese. They have factories in China that need the raw material in order for them to produce these little trinkets. And it's not like in, you know, centuries ago when you had really artistic master carvers carving exquisite pieces. It's not that. It's assembly line workers just making these little trinkets to sell to tourists. And so, yes, it's being driven by the Chinese lust for ivory. And that's why in June, I did a water-only hunger strike for 10 days in front of the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Well, and I was just, since you brought that up, tell us a little bit about that. What was that experience like for you? And what sort of response did you get from the Chinese embassy officials, if anything? And did you receive any support from the U.S. embassy?
Well, you know, I really love the sacred practice of fasting, or in this case, a hunger strike. You know, it's used to try to say to the world, this is really urgent. Something is so urgent that I'm willing to take on the personal suffering of a hunger strike to try to say, please listen. And the other part of it is, I think that when you take on a discipline like this, it's sacred. It's a sacred act. And we need the Chinese. We really need the Chinese. And fortunately, there are some wonderful Chinese people who are speaking out for elephants. There's a gorgeous Chinese actress that has been to the elephant orphanage in Kenya. Her name is Li Bingbing. She went there and she fell in love with the elephants. And so now she's speaking up for them. Also, a really sweet 14-year-old Chinese girl by the name of Celia Ho Min, who is having her own campaign of educating the other Chinese kids about elephants. And then, of course, I think everybody knows about the great basketball player from China named Yao Ming, who is also speaking out for elephants. So without the change of the heart of the Chinese, the elephants are doomed. So we need to work with them.
Absolutely. And I have to say, it was very moving, the words you just used a few minutes ago, Elephant Nation. That was really moving for me, and that resonated very strongly for me, because sometimes I think as humans, we tend to look at the animals not only in our lives, our companion animals, but definitely the animals of the wild. Elephants come to mind, orcas, dolphins, gray wolves, almost as objects and almost as things that are there for us to either use or to manipulate. We're only about 3 minutes away from another break, but it was interesting to me to hear the elephant referred to as a keystone species. Could you just, in about a minute, explain what a keystone species is?
Well, a keystone species is one that kind of holds up other species, so that if they go extinct, the other ones will also cease to exist. For example, there are some trees that will not grow unless the seed for those trees first goes through the belly of an elephant and comes out through their poop. And so if the elephant goes extinct, those trees won't have any way to survive either. Also, when elephants, for example, push down trees, it allows animals who are shorter to be able then to eat, because if the leaves are too high up in the tree and they can't reach them. So when the elephant pushes those down, it feeds those other animals. Elephants create water holes that then other animals can drink at. So they have these connection with so many other species, not only animals, but actually the plant world as well, who needs them, who needs their cultivation, their gardening effects. And so that's why they're called keystone.
Well, and again, I think sometimes as humans, we're not really savvy to, and we don't look closely enough, I think, at the very, very delicate, very intricate balance that is nature. We sometimes, I think, we get tunnel vision, and we just seem to think that, you know, elephants are over here, their water holes are over here. We're just really focused on the elephants, but that's not really true, because in nature, again, she balances herself so wondrously that any kind of intervention or interruption of that at all has just really dramatic consequences, not only for other species in the area, but as you said, as for other plant life, it's definitely kind of a ripple effect. Everybody, I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My very special guest is Crystal Parks, a sacred activist for the elephants. We'll be back after a short break. Hope you stay tuned.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Crystal Parks here from www.pachydermpower.org. And Crystal and I were talking during the break, and I would love to have her share some of her really amazing stories about her interactions with the elephants when she's over there at Kenya. And we can all live vicariously through Crystal for just a moment. So Crystal, is there one story over the other about who elephants are, their intuition, their sense of humor, their love for each other? Just whatever story comes to mind, I'd love to have you share.
Well, I have a whole bunch, but maybe I'll share this story. Elephant families are guided by the oldest and the wisest female. So she's called the matriarch. And the females, that's the auntie, the mother, the babies, the sister, the grandmother, they all live together their entire lives. The young boys, they split off from the family when they become teenagers and go off and form their own little bachelor clubs. But this is a story about a family that was being led by a matriarch who was taking the family to a water source. And it was during a period of drought, so it was very hot. They were all very thirsty, and she was trying to get them to a water hole, maybe a day or two travel away. Now, all the elephants, they love the babies so much, and they want to protect the babies. And adult elephants really don't have any predators except for humans.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby elephants have the predator of the lion and the hyena who wants to get the baby elephant to eat. So mm-hmm. this family of elephants was being stalked by a pride of elephants. And so the elephants were moving very slowly because they had put the babies in between them to try to protect them. And they were moving slowly because of the threat of the lions, who were just chomping, trying to grab the baby elephant at the minute it became vulnerable. So this was going on for a day or so, and the elephants were getting very thirsty, very hungry, and becoming very weakened by this slow movement due to the lion stalking them. So it looked like the drought was going to threaten them even maybe more so than the lions. So the matriarch then separated herself a bit from her family and went off and laid down and gave herself up to the pride of lions.
Oh my gosh, that's so moving.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hardly tell that story without tearing up. And that just communicates, number one, their incredible compassion, their love for their families, their sense of right and wrong, and you know, their willingness to sacrifice themselves to save each other.
Wow, that's just really moving, Crystal. During the break, you and I were talking. I've seen documentaries that elephants in the wild and also in captivity, when they meet an elephant, or for instance, in the wild, come across the bones of either a relative or a friend that they had known in a previous time, there's instant recognition on their part. There's an instant knowingness and a greeting of, whether it be, you know, the skeleton of an elephant that perished in the wild, or two elephants brought together in captivity again. What is it, do you think, about the elephants that make them so tuned into what feels like our heart bonds between each other?
Well, elephants have an incredible love for each other. Even if they haven't seen each other for just a short time, they will still celebrate each other as if it's been, you know, years since they've seen each other. And they really don't forget. And I heard this story of this elephant who walked 100 miles just to greet a friend. They typically, in the average day, will walk 35 miles. But this elephant walked 100 miles just to greet a friend. And so they're very happy when they see each other. And they can be cliquish. I have to say, they can be cliquish. I was working as a volunteer in an elephant sanctuary in Thailand. And Lek Shatler, who runs the elephant sanctuary, told this story about this elephant had been blinded by her mahout. A mahout is the name of the person who owns the elephants in Asia. And so she bought this elephant who was blind and to bring her to the sanctuary. And she didn't know how the other elephants would respond because, like I said, they can be cliquish. And however, when she arrived, one of the other elephants who lived at the sanctuary noticed that something was different about this elephant and immediately ran over to her and began to caress her and care for her with her trunk, and just was bright enough to realize that this other elephant was blind. And so from that moment on, the elephant who could see became the constant companion for the other elephant. She became her seeing eye elephant, so to speak. And so this is how they are. They're just so compassionate toward each other, and including to other species. They show compassion to other species. There was a baby rhino who was stuck in a mud hole and couldn't get out, and her mother could not get her out either. And so this elephant observing this came to help get the baby rhino out of the mud hole. The mother rhino, seemingly not to understand the elephant's intention, started to attack the elephant with her horn, which you can imagine wouldn't feel too good. However, the elephant did not stop until she pulled the baby rhino out of the mud. So that's how they are with one another. They just, and toward other species, have so much compassion.
Well, and just last night here on the PBS, I think it's the show Nature, maybe it's a nationally televised show on public broadcasting stations, they had something on about the emotions of animals. And there, of course, were scientists kind of arguing back and forth that, yes, animals have emotions, no, animals don't have emotions, etc. And it could be, I for one, know beyond a shadow of a doubt that, yes, they do have emotions. They do have higher selves. They do have souls. They have a well-defined sense of intuition. And the interesting thing in this documentary was about the interspecies or cross-species, if you will, relationships that are, it could just be me experiencing that this is how it's happening and they've always been there. And so suddenly you're aware of something and you start to see it all over again. That there's a phenomenon for that. I can't think of what it is, but it brings home to me so much how animals are, they don't really care about, in certain, like for instance, the elephant reaching out to the rhino. There have been stories about dolphins reaching out for seal pups that, you know, they guide it back into shore when the seal pup gets too far out. In this documentary, there were horses and goats where the horse was blind. The goat was leading the horse around. I mean, animals do have this remarkable, I think, sense of, as you said, compassion. And most definitely, I think that elephants are among the most compassionate beings, not only with each other, but with other species, most definitely. There's just like a selflessness about them that I just think is is really profound. We have a couple of minutes left before break, Crystal. Is there any story that you'd like to share about animals, or excuse me, about elephants and their sense of humor?
Oh, okay. I was working in South Africa with some Afrikaner conservationists, and we would track elephants in the wild. And so one day, the conservationists were out in this open jeep, and they saw an elephant there, a smaller male bull, trying to push over a tree. And he was pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to get this tree to go over. And he wasn't able to do it, and the conservationists had parked there and were watching him, and they started laughing. They thought it was very funny. And they had named this elephant Charles. So Charles picked up his head and looked over toward them and noticed that they were laughing at him. So he wandered over to a smaller tree that was right next to their jeep and pushed it over on top of their jeep. And then he turned around and he tossed his trunk and walked off with a little wiggle of his butt and an ever so slight smile.
Oh, that's fabulous, Crystal. Thanks so much for sharing that. That's one of my most favorite stories about elephants and their sense of humor. Everybody, I can't believe the hour is going by so fast. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking all about wonderful elephants today with my very special guest, Crystal Parks. Stay tuned, and we'll have Crystal tell you how you can get personally involved in helping her save the elephants. Back in just a few.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Everybody, welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn, and my very special guest has been Crystal Parks of www.pachydermpower.org. You can also go to her Facebook page, Pachyderm Power, and give that a like if you would please. My own Facebook fan page, and thank you so much to everybody who's been there and given me a like. I do appreciate it. It's the Animal's Eye View and then the number one. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website that's currently being revamped, but you can go there and at least shoot me out an email, is www.theanimalseyeview.com. All of my info is on the contact page, and you can also sign up for my newsletter. And just very quickly, I'm presenting a class on the intuitive muscle that's coming up this coming Tuesday, October the 29th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can go for that to register to for that on 12, the numbers 1 and 2, and then academy.com. If you have any questions about whether or not you have an intuitive muscle and whether, in fact, it's working, the probable answer to those two questions is yes and maybe. But during the presentation, my little webinar, you should be able, will definitely be able to understand what bioelectric energy feels like, how the intuitive muscle is something that you have just because you have physical form, and lots of other good things. So if you that resonates with you and it is for your highest and best good, I would invite you to go on over there and register for that workshop. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, Crystal, just before we headed into break, we were talking about elephants and their wonderful, wonderful sense of humor. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about as we're ending up this very fast hour together, share with us a little bit about the elephant kindness clubs that your organization, Pachyderm Power, is creating in rural schools in Kenya. Are the elephants looked at favorably by the natives over there in Kenya and other places in Africa?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Thank you. The poaching of the elephants, although it's funded by the Chinese and driven by the Chinese, less for ivory, the poaching itself is done by the Africans, who are incredibly poor and do not understand the magnificence and beauty and nobility of the elephant who lives among them. And that's because they experience the elephants coming into their farms and eating their crops. So in some ways, they see them as giant rodents, and they're typically pretty afraid of them. So I feel that education is key to save the elephant. So my organization works in collaboration with a local grassroots organization, and we are together creating elephant kindness clubs in the local schools. And it's called Ndobu Kindness Clubs. Ndobu means elephant in Swahili. So last month when I was there, we started 5, and there's like 42 schools in the area where I work. So we want to get a kindness club started everywhere. We bought them T-shirts, and I do educational presentations for them. And these schools don't have electricity, so I travel to them with battery-powered equipment. So it's really great. My projector is about the size of an iPhone. So I can go anywhere, anytime. And I also talked to the farmers about the elephants. And I did a presentation for farmers about elephants. I showed video. And afterwards, the farmer stood up and he said, "I want to make a promise, which is I will never hurt an elephant."
Oh, because, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that,
Yeah, that to me was worth the price of the ticket. Because what happens when the elephants eat their crops, the farmers go after the elephants in revenge. So
right.
my organization does a lot to help the farmers. We've had a patrolman who would guard their farms at night from being invaded by the elephants. Our latest project has been to provide the farmers with beehives because elephants don't like bees. So if they can put beehives around their farm, then they won't be invaded by the elephants. And then it also gives them the possibility of income from the honey. So we try to address the issue on many different levels. But we have to work in tandem with the community because that ultimately it's the communities that decide whether the elephants are going to be poached or not. And I particularly love working with the indigenous tribes like the Samburu and the Maasai, who say that if elephants go extinct, human beings will lose their soul and go mad, go crazy.
Wow. That's really powerful.
Yeah, those two tribes, they live so intimately with the elephants that they really have a sense of who they are. In fact, they're the ones that told me that elephants are their ancestors. And I asked them, well, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, elephants are humans. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, what makes you human is not your physical form, but your characteristics of love, loyalty, a sense of humor, a moral sense of what is right and wrong, and all those characteristics that humans have, elephants have. And we like to say they have all the good characteristics, but none of the bad, which is pretty much true.
Absolutely true. Crystal, if people want to get more involved with the kind of work that you do, how best that can they support you? And we have probably just about a minute left.
Well, if you want to help support my projects in Kenya, which are numerous, you can go on my website, pachydermpower.org or elephantpower.org, and click on the support button, and that will enable you to donate for these projects. And I should say that I take no money from donations for salary, nor for overhead. So 100% of every penny goes directly to the project. You can educate all your friends about what is happening, encourage them not to buy nor wear ivory, invite me to speak, get me on the radio like Lizanne has, because elephants are now going extinct, and extinction is forever. 75% now are gone.
Absolutely. And I think everybody, if there's one takeaway from this program with Crystal, it's that this is not something that's going to be happening a few years from now. They are actually actively going extinct. So I urge you to do whatever you can, whatever resonates with you, and support Crystal in her work. Crystal, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I had a wonderful time. Please take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week and the animals of the world. And remember to say to yourself and to them, and send it out there into the universe to all wild animals everywhere, I love you. Please tune in. Join me every Thursday at noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific next time. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? too? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.